Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I remember my great-grandmother well, a dear, godly woman. And although I have 7 children and a host of grandchildren, I haven't lived long enough to see my great-grandchildren. But, God willing, I hope to. Well, from your great-grandparents to your great-grandchildren, that's 7 generations. The little book of Jude, verse 14, underlines the fact that the man named Enoch was, quote, the 7th from Adam. But before we're introduced to this man in the line of Seth in Genesis chapter 5, we meet a man called Lamech in chapter 4, who is 7th from Adam in the line of Cain. Adam had other sons and daughters, but only 2 have their lineage recorded, Cain and Seth. What a contrast! Like 2 drops of water that fall a foot apart but land on either side of a mountain watershed, how far they eventually end apart. Lamech is the first polygamist, contrary to the plan of God. And he boasted in his killing of a young man who had hurt him. Concerning his ancestor and fellow murderer, Cain, God had warned a 7-fold vengeance on anyone who killed him. But Lamech threatened a 70x7 retaliation. Quite a contrast to the Lord Jesus' instruction to forgive 70x7. Matthew chapter 18, verse 22. The life of Enoch is a study in contrast, one of those recorded in Genesis 4:26. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. We read the simple testimony of his life, chapter 5, verse 24, quote, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. The New Testament adds, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, he had this testimony that he pleased God. No gravestone for Enoch, but if God had not taken him directly to heaven without dying, what a fitting epitaph. We can have no greater desire in life than to please the Lord.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.